everybody. This is Russ once again, and I'd like to welcome you to Podcasting Resources, and we're here for you beginners out there, as well as you advanced podcasters, and you can find us at www.podcastnorm.com. I'd just like you to know that we're really glad you're with us today, because if you weren't here, we'd just be talking to ourselves, as we've said many times before. So stand by for Podcasting Resources, where today's subject is beginner podcasters. Podcasting can be more fun when you're able to do what you really like. Hey, everybody, this is Podcast Norm, maybe better known to you as Russ, and I just wanted to tell you about a presently little known fact. I've been busy working on my twice a week podcast I like to call Just a Fan's View, and that is exactly what it is. It is about NASCAR from Just a Fan's View, and I have to admit it is something I am really having a lot of fun making. It gives me a chance to have a little fun amongst all the stresses of life. In fact, I'm having so much fun, I just had to let you know about it. And what better way than right here on Podcasting Resources? I can tell you from personal experience that making a podcast can be a lot of work, but it can be a lot of fun if you can make a podcast about something you really like, and then it doesn't seem so much like work. That is why I'm telling you about it now. As beginner podcasters, I've been telling you a lot of important information about getting started right and how to make your podcasts cut above the rest, but there comes a time when you just have to take your idea and make it happen. You see, I enjoy NASCAR racing, and I've been a fan for a long, long time. I just decided I would like to make a podcast about NASCAR from a fan's view, so that is what I did. I've found out what I already knew, and that is what this is all about. That you can take your idea, think about what you want to accomplish with it, consider whether it is worth the effort, do a little short-range planning, at least consider some long-range planning, be sure you have the equipment and software you need, and then make it as good as you can with what you have. Now, you can find Just a Fan's View where it temporarily resides at www.rustynormanblog.com. I definitely want you to check it out. It is on my main blog site, and the blog is called Rusty's View. That's where I can talk about any subject I want that affects and interests me. It's my view. It's the way I see things. But that's another story for another time. Just a Fan's View will soon be on its own site at www.justafansview.com, and I can't wait until it is. Now, don't go looking for it because it's not quite there yet, but trust me, I intend for it to be up and running all on its own on or before December 2nd. In the meantime, and I know I'm being a little repetitive here, you can listen or read Just a Fan's View at my other site, www.rustynormanblog.com. What I would like to do today is include the podcast in this post-blogcast and give you a taste of what it is like. Go ahead, click the link, or press the play button below and listen to it right here. Check it out. You never know, you may find you like it. Well, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time. The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is Update, NASCAR at Homestead, the after chatter from Just a Fan's View. As the whole nation, NASCAR nation that is, already knows, Jimmy Johnson became only the second person in NASCAR history to win three Cup championships in a row. Joining him in that place in history with Cale Yarborough is his crew chief, Chad Knauss, the only crew chief ever to win three consecutive championships. The after chatter about the possibility of a fourth for the 48 team has already started. Although I know the airwaves, blog waves, and net waves have been buzzing with the Jimmy Johnson three-peat, I have to say a few things about the weekend, but I'll try not to bore you to death with repetition. I have my own view of the weekend, and I just have to speak out about it, and not all of it is just about the Cup Series. It was no big shocker to me that Jimmy Johnson won the Sprint Cup and took his third consecutive title in NASCAR. The 48 team, and I purposely stress the team part, is hard to beat. They have definitely raised the bar higher and could very well repeat this scenario again next year. I do think several others will want to weigh in before they let that be accepted as gospel for 2009, though. I know for a fact Carl Edwards and Bob Osborne will have something to say about that. They ran exceptionally well this year and, except for some bad luck, could have very handily taken the Sprint Cup title this year. I know they will be tough again next year, and their performance over the last year warrants more conversation from this just-a-fan's view during the off-season. This is another subject that will be running to the ground between now and Daytona in February, I'm sure. Along with the 99 team will undoubtedly be strong performers from this year like Greg Biffle, Clint Bowyer, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and yes, even Jeff Gordon, Jeff Burton, and Tony Stewart. Although Tony is going to have his own team this coming year, I expect him to make some noise and show some strength in the 2009 season. I do expect all of these teams to show their strength starting with Daytona in 2009, and the new season is sure to be an interesting mix of several teams flexing their muscles for the entire year, possibly even some that haven't been mentioned that much in the last year. If there was anything that frustrated me while listening to the broadcast version of the Cup Series race, it was the constant pumping by certain commentators and trying to keep the listeners on the edge of their seats. I have never heard so much overkill in recent memory. It seemed to me the commentators thought that if they didn't keep the viewers thinking that anything could go wrong at any moment, the viewers would change over to some other program and their ratings would plummet into the tank. They just kept on reminding us if this or that happened, it would be the thing that would ultimately change the outcome. In fact, at times it seemed they hoped something would happen just so they could say, "See, I told you so." Hey, commentators, NASCAR fans watch NASCAR races because they want to, and they do it in their own way. They don't tune in just to hear you talk, and they may not watch every second of the race any more than people in the stands do. But they definitely know what's going on. I think the commentators often sell us, the fans, a little short. Maybe I should say, a lot short. It is almost as if they think we are completely ignorant of what the race is all about. You see, fans know that a part could break, a tire could blow, or a driver make a mistake and end the drama in the actual competition for the championship. I find it more than a little disappointing that they think we, as fans, are completely in the dark without their input. That if they don't tell us not to go away during the commercial breaks, we could miss the moment that changed the outcome. I would merely present these as a couple of what-if scenarios that very well could have happened on Sunday. What if there would have been a major accident at the very start of the race that took Jimmy Johnson completely out of the race and him finished 41st or worse? I wonder how they would have tried to keep the fans interested then. What do you think they would have talked about for the rest of the broadcast? What if Carl Edwards' engine would have blown at lap 63? How would they have tried to generate interest until the end of the race? What if both of these things happened? What then? My point here is that anything could have happened, including these two I mentioned. Anything could have happened to remove the drama from the race, and we, the fans, knew it. That's why we watch it and why we don't lose interest when certain things do or don't happen. That's why they call us fans. Oh well, we can and will talk about this and more in the off-season. I think that's enough on the subject for now, though. Feel free to leave a comment on the subject yourself if you want. Since I first started this, I've focused mainly on the Cup Series, and I will continue to devote a lot of time to it next season, too. But I am planning on expanding to covering the other two series also. There will be plenty of stuff to talk about since there is so much going on throughout NASCAR, and I don't want to ignore any of it. With all of the changes going on and with the economy's impact on the sport, I know that there will be a need to look at it from just a fan's view, and that is what we will do. In fact, I would like to start with just a few thoughts on the Nationwide and the Truck Series Championships in this week's After Chatter. I just want to give you some of my thoughts as I reflect on the season-ending races this last weekend in Homestead. I was thoroughly impressed with the level of competition for all three series. In particular, this weekend, though, I acquired even more respect for the man, Ron Hornaday. He is not only one heck of a racer, but he is also one heck of a good sport. Some of the situations he faced this year would have devastated others, but he handled them with class and humility. I have watched how he handled personal situations this year and how he handled the outcome of the championship race for the Truck Series, and I am more firmly convinced than ever he is definitely a man of distinction, character, and class. Although he was disappointed with not winning the championship, he was an impressively good sport about the loss. He even made a point in an after-race interview that he intended to congratulate Johnny Benson on winning, and then he went down and did it on camera. He also had an impact on two other racers, one I knew about and one I did not, Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson. It has been interesting to watch Kevin Harvick mature as a person and an owner racer over the last several years, and I have more respect for him now than I ever did. As for Jimmy Johnson, well, he is the three-time champion. What more can I say? As I watched the laps wind down to the end of the Nationwide Championship, I find myself hoping that Clint Bowyer would win, just because. But I couldn't help pulling for Carl Edwards. I think it is the first time I have watched a Nationwide Series race all the way through in a long time. But it didn't have anything to do with the drama of who might win. I just wanted to see who did win. Just a little side note that I know others have already pointed out. Carl Edwards finished as runner-up in two of the three series this year. Wow. What does that say about his chances for next year's championships? Well, this is the end of the year for NASCAR racing, but not the end of Just a Fan's View for this year. We will be back the first week of December, and hopefully every Tuesday after that with our Just a Fan's View until Daytona, when I hope to get back on the twice-a-week schedule. Hey, this is Russ, and I hope to see you December 2nd here at Just a Fan's View. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving. See you next time. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.